Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. The House has approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies after months of turmoil on Capitol Hill. Congressional leaders pushed aside opposition from hard-right conservatives to complete the bill in a rare Saturday session. The Senate would still need to approve the measures in the coming days. Speaker Mike Johnson has put his job on the line and relied on Democratic support every step of the process. The four bills to provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies were all overwhelmingly approved. President Joe Biden has promised to sign the package. The United Auto Workers Union is celebrating a huge win at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee, where workers will now be represented by the union. The UAW won a stunning 73% of the vote after losing two elections there in the past decade. That is giving the UAW hope of making broader inroads in the South, the least unionized part of the country. The union's next target is two Mercedes-Benz plants in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where workers will vote next month on whether to join the union. A tram accident at the Universal Studios Hollywood theme park in Los Angeles has injured 15 people. The L.A. County Fire Department says units were dispatched to the park on Langshamir Boulevard shortly after 9 p.m. on Saturday. The department says the victims taken to area hospitals had minor injuries. A Universal Studios Hollywood spokesperson has confirmed there were, quote, multiple minor injuries from an accident involving a tram at the theme park. The details of the accident were not immediately available. The fire department says the California Highway Patrol will lead the investigation. A third temporary channel for boats to access the Port of Baltimore has opened as workers keep removing debris from the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed after it was struck by a cargo ship. Port officials on Friday announced access to an alternate channel to the northeast of the fallen bridge. The port captain says that new channel will open 15% of pre-collapse commercial activity. An effort to restore broader access to the port continues. Opening a channel to allow more maritime traffic back in is still on track for the end of the month. The Environmental Protection Agency is allowing the sale of gasoline containing a higher blend of ethanol for the third summer in a row. The emergency waiver issued Friday will exempt gasoline blended with 15% ethanol from the existing summertime ban. Gasoline with 10% ethanol is already sold nationwide, but the higher blend has been prohibited in the summer because of concerns it could worsen smog during warm weather. EPA Administrator Michael Regan said the waiver was warranted because the war in Ukraine and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East are putting pressure on the global fuel supply. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In state and local news, a Michigan sheriff says a young brother and sister died and several people were injured, some of them seriously, when a vehicle driven by a suspected drunken driver crashed into a child's birthday party at a boat club. Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodnow says an 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother died at the scene when a 66-year-old woman drove 25 feet into the building at 3 p.m. Saturday at the Swan Creek Boat Club in Berlin Township, about 30 miles south of Detroit. Goodnow did not identify the woman driving the vehicle, but said she was taken into custody, suspected of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, causing death. He said she was cooperating with authorities. Bailey Ober pitched six solid innings, and the Minnesota Twins stopped a five-game slide by edging the Detroit Tigers 4-3 on Saturday. Byron Buxton and Austin Martin each had two hits for Minnesota, which scored three runs on sacrifice flies. Wenceslas Perez, Javier Baez, and Kerry Carpenter each drove in a run for Detroit, and Matt Vierling had two of the Tigers' five hits. The series finale is today, first pitch at 2:10 p.m. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources is set to conduct four prescribed burns across the Thumb region today, Sunday, covering a total of 302 acres to promote ecosystem health and biodiversity. In Huron County, burns in Verona and Grant Townships, each spanning 86 acres, were scheduled to commence around 12 noon and 1:30 p.m. respectively, while in Tuscola County, burns in Elmwood and Elkland Townships, totaling 123 acres, were set to begin around 3:30 and 6 p.m. respectively. Led by the DNR's Forest Resource Division in collaboration with Wildlife Management, these prescribed burns are integral to the DNR's land and forest management strategy, ensuring ecosystem health in designated state-managed areas. The monthly fee for garbage collection and recycling will increase slightly for Unionville Village residents. The fee will increase by 43 cents per month to go from $14.25 up to $14.68. The total per cycle billing will be $29.36. The increase will help cover expenses and fuel surcharges. During the meeting, the council reviewed health insurance and discussed wages, but took no action on either. In other matters, the village will host a collection for unwanted tires from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on June 22nd at the Village Hall at 6454 Mary Street. The collection of tires is free and done in coordination with the joint efforts with the Tuscola County Mosquito Abatement and Tuscola County Recycling to reduce the breeding grounds of mosquitoes. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.